This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. With a month to go before Inauguration Day, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, although they disagree on, quote, a lot of things, there are things we can work together on, end quote. Biden made the statement during a phone call he initiated Tuesday. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement. President-elect Biden has tapped several old Washington hands to be key parts of his incoming administration, but his latest appointment would add a fresh face. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he's nominating Pete Buttigieg to be transportation secretary. He's 38 and would be the first openly gay person the Senate confirms to a cabinet post. Buttigieg was South Bend, Indiana's mayor before becoming the Democratic primary's darling, sharing an Iowa caucuses win before dropping out and backing Biden, who calls him a patriot who speaks to the best of who we are as a nation. Biden's also expected today to announce former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as energy secretary, where she would help execute Biden's ambitious climate plan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A French court is set to issue verdicts Wednesday in the trial of 14 accused accomplices in the deadly 2015 attack on a satirical magazine in Paris. The trial began in September with three of the accused being tried in absentia. Prosecutors are asking the court for convictions with sentences ranging from 5 years to life in prison. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a new report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They are also calling for tougher relations with Tehran. Parliament's watchdog Foreign Affairs Committee says the deal to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program is now, quote, a shell of an agreement, end quote, and, quote, beyond repair, end quote. The committee's report also urged the British government to respond more effectively to Tehran's wider destabilizing activities in the region. Two former Lebanese ministers charged with negligence over a huge explosion at Beirut port in August snubbed a judge Wednesday by not turning up for questioning. More than 200 people died in the explosion, one of the biggest non-nuclear blasts in history. A judge charged three former ministers and the caretaker prime minister last week, sparking fierce debate about whether he had the authority to charge the politicians. A state news agency reported the judge set a new date of January 4th for the politicians to be questioned after their no-show. 11 people have been killed in fresh clashes in southern Chad between nomadic herders and farmers, according to a prosecutor in the region. Fighting took place Sunday and Monday after cattle destroyed a field of crops, prompting farmers to attack the herders. Violence between sedentary farmers and cattle raisers from the Fulani community, also called Pelus, has deep roots in southern Chad, where many people carry guns. The World Health Organization in Europe warned Wednesday of a further resurgence of COVID-19 in early 2021. This as families prepare to gather over the Christmas holidays. The UN Health Organization urged families to wear face masks during these gatherings, saying in a statement, while some progress has been made, quote, COVID-19 transmission across the European region remains widespread and intense, end quote. It urged the public to take extra precautions as many prepare for holiday get-togethers by holding celebrations outdoors with participants wearing masks and maintaining physical distancing. Thanks to COVID-19, not having an audience in front of you is the reality for actors in London. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The famous Old Vic is among theatres trying to keep the flame alive, but owners and producers warn that 9 months of coronavirus curbs have left Britain's performing arts on the brink, and a decision to shut theatres in the capital may push them over. This has become the norm, spectators behind theatre walls in houses and apartments staring at screens. In this pandemic year, the Old Vic's seasonal production of the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol is being live-streamed nightly until December 24, with ticket holders around the world tuning in over Zoom. Charles Villanesma, London.